Caution. This podcast is designed for mature audiences. We delve into topics surrounding sexuality and intimate relationships in a candid and open manner. Please note that we are not licensed marriage or sex therapists, and the content shared here is intended solely for entertainment and informational purposes. If you are under 18 years old or prefer not to engage in explicit discussions about sex, relationships, or mature language, we advise against proceeding further. However, if you're of legal age and comfortable with such content, feel free to settle in, grab a beverage, and enjoy this episode. Just remember, time flies when you're having fun. Oh, and the stories you're about to hear are true. The names have been changed to protect the guilty.
Welcome to Beyond Monogamy, where every episode is a journey of discovery, liberation, and endless possibility. Join your hosts, Roger Johnson and Janet Valentine, as they peel back the layers of convention, inviting you into a world where passion knows no boundaries. Beyond Monogamy, a podcast that transcends the traditional norms of relationships to uncover the raw, unfiltered stories about the lifestyle. And now, your hosts, Roger Johnson and Janet Valentine.
Mate. Okay, it's very unusual, but all four of us are here before we start. So let's get ready. Welcome to Beyond Monogamy podcast. I'm Janet Valentine.
I'm Roger Johnson.
I'm Barbie Triple E.
And I'm Steve the Professor.
We got the four of us here, unscripted as always, all of you flies on the wall. The format is we're a bunch of lifestylers, previous, some still playing, some not in the lifestyle, swinging away. Some of us semi-retired, but we got lots of good stories. I have one or two topics I'd like to talk about at some point, but and one of them I'll start with. I just want suggestions from the whole crowd and crew. It has been brought to my attention that calling this podcast Beyond Monogamy makes it really difficult to have it in your feed, because if you want to listen to this podcast on a regular basis and somebody picks up your phone is going to go, why are you listening to Beyond Monogamy podcast? So I'm wondering if we should rename this. Okay.
Oh.
And so I'm asking all of you flies on the wall and all of you people, if we do rename it, what should we rename it, and what would help so that somebody can keep us incognito? Okay. For example, Friends of Ellis is something that has been used as a group name before, with Friends of Ellis being spelled E-L-L-I-S, but all of us in the know that Friends of Ellis stands for L-S, lifestyle. Okay.
Right.
So my question is, what do we call this podcast?
I think it's going to take a little thought.
Yeah. I think it's going to take some thought. So if you have suggestions out there, you flies on the wall, and you want to answer us, go to our website, Beyond Monogamy Podcast. Shove it all together, all those words, spell it correctly, beyondmonogamypodcast.com. We have a button you can email Roger. You have a button you can email me, Janet. Send us a note. Let us know. Friends and family that are listening that actually talk to us on a regular basis, you might just tell us. Barbie said, family, did you tell your family?
I didn't say it. I only mouthed it.
I know, like, but
family.
That brings up a topic I do want to talk to us about at some point, is family, having to tell your family, or if you've ever had to do that. That's another question. And then the third one I have is redefining. Again, it has been brought to my attention because people keep asking me about certain stories, Kodak moment, and defining what Kodak moment means, and asking you, in your opinion, what are the biggest Kodak moment, the fallacies? That's the question that I have.
Oh.
I'll leave it to you guys. Professor's always got a story to talk about. Roger's always got a story. Or you could talk about and actually answer the Kodak moment thing.
We got to answer the Kodak moment, because, first of all, I'm the oldest person on the podcast. So that is dating me right there, because you're saying Kodak, and most of the people listening go, what the fuck is a Kodak? Okay. Kodak moment means it looks good in pictures. Okay. For me, it's double penetration. That's a Kodak moment, folks. I mean, that's just something that you do so you say you do it. Because, first of all, I don't think there's real comfort or joy with the woman getting the receiving end of that. I don't think either man is truly getting what they could be getting if they were just into the sex, like they were having a good time by themselves, you know, getting
especially
rhythm.
If they were homophobic.
Exactly. And there's no rhythm to it. Nobody's, I don't know how many times you'd have to do that to get some kind of rhythm to really make it pop. So that's a Kodak moment, you know, anything like that. Anything where the woman really, though, is kind of, well, for me, because I'm 6 foot tall, but, you know, up against the wall and the guy is fucking you for a long time. Well, you know what? For a little while, that's great. But that's a Kodak moment. That's one of those, you know what? We did it. So we say we did it, but get on the bed. Because if you're going to really fuck, if you're really going to have good sex, you're going to be either bent over something or you're going to be laying down or you're going to be grabbing something. You know, it's,
girl,
there's a difference.
You know, I love it when you talk dirty to me.
Kodak moment. There's nothing wrong with it. Take your picture, but let's get on with it and have some sex because it's not the same thing.
I got to disagree. I disagree.
Okay, go for it.
If you talk about double penetration, you should have seen Crimson. She loves anal, but she had never done a DP. We're at a party and she wants to do one. I had to almost strap on to hang on to her. She was that crazy into it and loved it that much.
Well, that's great. Oh,
yeah. And then, I've done up against the wall and it does, after a while, it is tiring because I'm holding up the woman, you know, yeah. But it's still fun. And, you know, after 5-10 minutes, you do have to lay down. So, but yeah, but I think, you know, you are right though. You are right though about the,
you're holding somebody up for 10 minutes. Come on.
Yeah. Well,
come on.
It worked. When Janet and I did the DP with somebody, it was tough because he was not very well endowed.
That's the problem. And he wanted to be in the position that requires well endowment, and that was not it.
And then, and you are right, you know, the motion of the ocean, the rhythm is one of you will have to lay there because you can't be, everybody can't be moving at the same time. So I agree. I would agree it's probably a Kodak moment other than Crimson.
Yeah. And I would still stand by it. Was her, it was novelty. She was having a wonderful time because it was novel and it was great. I don't think that's something you choose to do. Oh my god, I love double penetration, let's do it every weekend, I can't wait. No Kodak moment. Come on,
the Kodak moment. It came up this week in a conversation because friends have visited and we took them to there is a nudist beach. Okay. And they said they wanted to go to the nudist beach. And I said, well, you may have some Kodak moments there. And they said, what do you mean Kodak moments? And I had to explain it. And I said, you think a nudist beach is going to be a bunch of hot, young, nubile women running along with great tits, great asses, and some guys with, you know, rippled stomachs and all this other stuff. And when you get there, it's a bunch of old farts. Okay. And you get there, it's a bunch of old farts that are, you know, beer bellies, and you got a broomstick people there. Some of the ones you got to pick the broomstick up to find the dick type guys, you know, and then you've got the people that are just sagging. Cause I got to tell you, folks, I've been up in years and my body is not what it was a long time ago.
So yeah.
Me walking around on a nude beach without some support is not a good thing. Okay. So that you go, okay, that's one of those things where you say in your head, a nude beach is this. And then when you get there, a nude beach is not that. And then they said to me, so let's name some other places where some other things that you've had Kodak moments. Now, these people know that I'm in the lifestyle, okay, or have been in the lifestyle before. So they know it. It was actually Mandingo, because Mandingo came to visit. Okay, the guy that produces this stuff, right?
All right. So
I said, and I know this is going to kill the other listener, Roger. I said, Cap de Octe. Okay. because I have talked about before, the biggest swinger village in the world is Cap d'Agde, C-A-P, and then a D, and then A-G-D-E. It's a town in France, southern France, beautiful, tropical, all that other good stuff. In the summer, it swells to 40,000 swingers. And I mean, it is coliseums full of dormitories. It looks like an old Olympic Village type thing that has been transferred into it. And so you think to yourself, Cap d'Agde, this is going to be great. I'm going to go. It's going to be awesome. Everybody's going to be, you know, fucking around, and it's going to be wonderful. They have campgrounds. They have stuff. Well, when we went and we took some of our very good friends, and we took Marilyn and her husband and some other people there, and we went in the early spring when it was kind of cool out. And I remember we get into the apartment, you have your clothes on, and then you walk outside, and there's people that are walking around that are different, all in different clothing states, okay? And so this guy walks by us. He has on a puffy marshmallow winter vest, and he has long sleeves on, and then he has no pants on. Okay. And he has no pants on, and his balls are hanging down like camel balls. Okay. Like long camel balls that are hanging out. And he had a dick that was not circumcised. Okay.
Ooh.
And so the non-circumcised foreskin part was hanging way down like a noodle. And then the little dick part was way up inside, and Marilyn turns to me and says, "I can't unsee that. I don't know. I don't know if I can eat dinner." Okay. So we had this moment. And so, I mean, in your head, you're like, I'm going to the biggest swingers community in the world. Woohoo, it's going to be a great time. And then you get there, and I'm not telling you that there weren't some beautiful people. There were some beautiful people. Now, do those beautiful people want to fuck me? No. Okay. Because they're younger and I'm not. And this is the way that it is. And I understand this. Now, did I make the best of it? And did I have a great time? I always do. Okay. I will find somebody to have a great time with. And I did. But the whole thing of what you have is your fantasy. And then what actually happens in reality, those are two different things. And so.
Very much so.
Right. And Mandingo just thought it was the funniest thing. He's like, I don't think you've ever told that story. I said, I did tell that story. I did. Season one or two. Go back and listen to it if you really want to. But Cap d'Agde is a wonderful place. And it's also a wonderful place to see why sometimes circumcision is a good thing. And sometimes wearing a little bit of underwear is a good thing. Okay.
It's even better. Pull that up. Yeah. Pull that up. Have some support. Support those friends. Yeah. Golly. But you're right. I mean, I remember the first time thinking when I'd go to a nudist beach or see it, you know, I didn't think I would see what I saw.
Right.
You know, I was not ready for. And then I realized by the time you get really comfortable in your own skin is often the time your skin has let you down.
True.
You know? Mm-hmm. You shouldn't show it anymore. You may be really comfortable in it, but other people's eyes are not. So, yeah. But I look at like Europeans when we would go to any kind of beach out, you know, Jamaica or somewhere. I mean, they are so comfortable with themselves, no matter what their shape, size. And
right.
I think it's just our culture that we go, oh, that looks, if you don't look like the magazine, we don't want to see it.
Our Kodak moment was early on when we were dating and just wanted to do something crazy and like, oh, let's go rent a canoe and just paddle upstream and hide and we'll fuck in the canoe.
Oh, so, yeah.
Total Kodak moment. Like, we did it, but like far from the best sex we've had.
Fucking in a canoe, I bet, is difficult in terms of balance. Somebody's got to be really good.
It's a... If this boat's a rocking,
when you switch positions, movements have to be coordinated.
I would come out with splinters on my ass for sure.
You're looking at it and think those cross braces are spread out far enough. They're not. They're going to be right in your fucking way. I guarantee it. And then
footing. So how do you then, get any kind of footing?
And so when your knees are, and you're just like, well, the you know, it's curved a little on the bottom, so I can just set my knees like this. Nope, it's gonna fucking kill your knees, even if you're in your 30s. So, Kodak moment.
How about you, Professor? You've had that at least a couple.
I've been sitting here thinking about it. And I really don't. The hardest Kodak moment for us is, for me, is trying to get a good picture of Elle. You know, an actual Kodak moment. It is tough. You know, back in the days of C4P, you know, you take pictures to try to get you put up, and I don't want to interrupt her.
Oh yeah.
You know, oh, stop, freeze frame right there. Well, that ruins the mood and everything. Yeah. But I just don't.
In my spank bank is one of the video pictures you sent of Elle. It's in my head in my spank bank because there is goo that is running out of her pussy while she's being fucked by the biggest black dick that I have ever seen. Okay. And it's shoving in there and the goo is coming out as he's pushing it in there. And she is just so juicy. And you sent me that. And that's in my spank bank. You took that picture.
Absolutely.
I
did. You
know, I've got some good ones, but you know, it's tough. It's tough. You know,
well,
I guess
those are not Kodak moments. Those are fun. Yeah. Those are the real deal.
One of the only really Kodak moments I can think of is we went to a house party and Elle and is playing with the husband and I'm thinking, oh, we're going to get, and so we get in the chair in the corner. So she hops on me. We're starting to go at it. The chair cracks and about breaks.
Yeah,
no,
that's,
you know, you always see it in the movies and everything. It's all great, right? No, not always. You know,
not
crack.
Always.
So, right.
And busting a bud is not that fun. It's funny afterwards, but man, in the middle of it, when you bust the bed, and it happened to be at my house that I busted the bed, so I feel not so bad.
Twice.
We busted the bed twice, yes. And there was another time that I was at a bigger party. We were staying at a hotel. It was a rundown hotel. And Big Dick Donnie's wife was with us. Okay. And we had played with those, a whole bunch of people. We had a great time at the party. Walked back to the hotel room, brought a couple people back with us. And her and this younger guy were on the bed. And she reached up and grabbed above her head like a mirror or a picture and pulled it off and then turned around and said, Janet did it.
That's right.
All right, don't get your panties in a wad. We will be right back after this commercial break. Wait, who's wearing panties?
Are you tired of explaining that your upside down pineapple decor is just an aesthetic choice? With Pineapple Prime, we make subtlety simple. Every month, receive curated home accessories that whisper open-minded without screaming it to the HOA. From welcome mats that wink to wine charms that start conversations, Pineapple Prime delivers more than decor. It delivers possibilities. Pineapple Prime, because some fruits were never meant to stay in the bowl.
Now that we're all commando, let's get back to the show.
Oh, well, at least she was quick thinking.
Oh,
she was drunk and she was because they had had a moonshine contest. And so she'd been drinking moonshine because she had grown moonshine and she'd been drinking that and passing it out to everybody. And she was a great time. She's a really fun drunk. She was not a stupid drunk. Okay. She was not a stupid drunk point. She was at funny. Okay. And so she was doing those things. And I remember she tried to put it back up and she just set it against the wall. And we went to check out the next day and the poor maid was coming in. And I said, look, if you need to charge us for that, you just let me know. And she goes, oh, honey, we end up having to hang those things back up every weekend after you guys come. To those kind of parties. And I guess that brings me to the opposite, because I get in my head so much that I will decide something is not going to be good. And so I will, instead of being overly stuff, I'll be like, this is not going to be any fun at all. But I will get, Fabio's really good at convincing me to go and convincing me to do it and some other stuff. And like the party that we actually met the professor and Elle at, I did not want to go to that party at all. Okay. I didn't want to go to the party because the name of the profile was She Likes Girls. Okay. And I was like, this is going to be stupid. Okay. We're going to go to some lesbian's house, right? I don't want to go to some lesbian's house. And the thing is that these people wanted hard to be invited to our place. So they invited us to their party and we drove out in Bufu, Egypt country, and we get out to there and we pull up and it is a manufactured home that's got an above ground swim pool on the back of it. And it's like, I don't know. I'm telling myself this is not going to work. And in my head, I'm like, what am I doing out here? And Fabio's like, we drove out here. Let's just go in. And if you don't like it, we can leave. I'll leave. Whenever you tell me we can leave, we can leave. And we walk in, and this guy had been to our parties before. I had wanted to play with him. And, you know, we're standing there in the kitchen, and here's some brand new couple that's standing there, and they're all, I mean, her hair is up in a bun, and she's just got the tight ass look on her face like she doesn't want to be here. And he's standing there, and they look like two deer in the headlights. And we're like, I'm like, I don't want to waste my time with these people. And Fabio goes, you don't have to. I'll deal with it. You don't have to. You do what you want to do. And so, we introduced ourselves and Professor Steve says something back to me. I don't even know what you said to me. And I was such a rude bitch. I just looked at you guys and was just like, whatever. And I grabbed the guy and I took off my clothes in front of them, knowing it would scare the shit out of them. I took my clothes off and just grabbed him and went back to the back to play, you know. And then, I don't know, about 15, 20 minutes later, I go to take a break and I come out of the room and there's Fabio and the professor and Elle, and they are tag team and Elle. In the living room, he is the whisperer of getting people in and getting them fucking around.
That's great. Now, that wasn't your very first party, was it, Professor?
No, it was not. Oh. We had been to a couple parties. And actually, the backstory to that is we had talked, we'd been in the lifestyle for several months, had a couple of bad experiences. One was okay, but things weren't going well. So I told Elle, what do we want to do? She says, well, I don't know. I said, well, I'll tell you what, let's go to one more party. And if nothing pans out at this party, we'll be done. The rest is history.
Yeah. Yeah. The lifestyle, fairies heard that and said, oh.
And so we ended up, Elle and I were playing. Fabio comes and says, can I fuck your wife? I said, not my pussy. You ask her.
Good answer.
Elle says, yes, go right ahead. Well, Elle's favorite position is being spit roasted. So we start in it. So then the three of us move into the bedroom where everybody else is. And, Elg is being tag teamed, and I end up getting Eiffel Towered by Janet and the puppy doc's wife. So
yeah, it was a lot of fun.
And then the week after, and then we get a phone call and said, hey, this is Fabio, this is Janet, we're having a party, would you guys like to come to a party? He says, sure. And that was it. It was on like Donkey Kong from that
point. They went into the first tier pretty quick.
That's right.
The first tier of uh-huh. invitees, definitely.
That's right. You jumped to the front of the line.
Yeah. That's how it all started.
I have a slightly similar story. I met you guys after that, you and Elle.
Okay.
Yes.
And I remember my initial thought being, they're looking for something specific. They're probably looking for just another girl. You know, just they're not about it. I'll let them warm up a little bit. I'll circle back one day. And it was either at that party. I think it was the next party, and I was like, "Oh wow, right here again. There they are." Okay, well, I just saw them, so they're probably still need to warm up. And nope, they were warming up with somebody else. And it was at that moment that I needed to recalibrate my thinking that I had called that way wrong, and that was a recalibration for sure. And I more often than not just use Fabia's approach.
Fuck everything. The whole thing is just go along with it. Sex is sex. It's good. We'll figure it out. And if they don't like it, you just move on to the next one.
That's the philosophy.
Yes.
Yeah. And then I think, but then they told us about your parties, and we
You're
went
right.
out there, and then, and when I got with Elle, I was like, God, I can't believe I fucked this up.
How many times did I mishappen this?
Yeah. I could have had this a few parties ago. And that's, but man, I really fucked up.
Anyway. I did that with Beauregard because I did not want to do Beauregard because of what he looked too young for me. He looked too skinny for me. He looked too cute, just too innocent guyish, thing. And I was like, I'm not going to do him. And Elle was like, you need to do this guy.
To just look at him, because he's across the room from you, he looks intelligent. And I think you kind of associate that with being really conservative.
Right.
And as you know, just like the same mistake I made, you would be wrong.
Well, and then you get baby boy from NC, who is the 6'3" black Adonis with, 12 pack and diamond stud earrings, and looks like he's been like dumbbells, or he walks around with dumbbells when he eats breakfast. Okay. That's baby boy from NC. And he comes in, and yeah, he looks really good, but then he tells you, I'm not fucking you in front of everybody else because I'm shy. Okay. So then you're like, what?
About what?
Yeah, like, exactly. Exactly. Dude, can I trade places with you?
Right, I want to be you. If I had your body, I would be like in the middle of the room.
Tearing through everything like a werewolf.
Everything. That's right. And everybody could watch.
And
everybody.
He was so shy. And he would be like, okay, we're going in here, but we are shutting the door. And we are not. And it, so then it would be like, all right, okay,
yeah,
whatever you say, man. And then you go in and you do them and you just like come out of it and go, okay, that's a nice little secret. Let's just.
Yeah. Be as shy as you want, baby. Let's go.
Yeah, and he's not going to do a DP, and he's not going to do. He just does a genuine fucking, and then it's behind closed doors is totally it. You could play that song behind closed doors; it'd be fine. It fits him very well. And then he just comes to parties, and he'll choose 1, 2, 3, 4, whatever. And there's no. It's very rare that you choose him. Okay, he typically chooses because he looks so good. And then he just walks over and does it, and that's why I gave him to Marilyn. as a birthday gift when she was feeling low because of what Theo said to her. But he's just a wonderful, and he's a very smart guy, very intelligent, and fucking him exactly what the package is. Exactly. Okay. There is no Kodak moment with him. It is exactly the way that it is. So it's like, yes, this is a gift. And then I sit there the whole time like, I can't believe you're doing me. I can't believe you're doing me.
You look up and go, oh my God. Yeah. I'm being fucked by a god. Right here. Right now.
Right. And so, and this is, I know, Barbie, that you think that being fucked up against the wall is a Kodak moment stuff, but I have been grabbed by Professor and fucked up against the wall. And yeah, it's only a 5-minute thing or whatever, but it is hot. Okay. And when you're just being driven up against the wall and that dick is so hard and it's driving up in you and just banging your head against the wall. Oh my God, my rocks come off. It only takes me 5 minutes. Okay. I'm sorry. I know you think it's the Kodak moment.
But I do.
He knows how to do it.
Every time my head hits the wall, I think less and less about my pussy. I'm just like, conk, conk, conk. Yes. I'm sorry, folks, for me, but it could be again. I'm 6 foot tall. You know, it maybe that has something to do with
it. Right.
Kodak moment for me.
And I think if I get older, it's just not possible anymore. It's just like, I can't wrap my legs around this person.
No, you can't lift them up like, no.
That, and I have a bad knee and a bad back, so I can't do it anymore either.
See?
I was just going to say, I mean, back in the day when I was, you know, squatting around 300 pounds and benching about the same, and I'd hit these parties just ready to annihilate. That was a rough one for me. I mean,
oh my God, yes.
There's a different sensation, and it makes you want to do it, but it's not without sacrifice. And it's a good thing it only took you 5 minutes, because six wasn't happening.
5 minutes would be an eternity when you're holding something like that with your arms up against the wall.
5 minutes, everything but your dick is burning.
That's right.
It's funny.
Well,
Sex Olympics. There's another one.
Oh, add that for Sex Olympics. Oh, yeah. That would work for Sex Olympics.
There you go. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, we've
kind of taken up about a half hour. Do you want to talk about it in your words, or you want to save those for the next time, Professor? No,
we can save them for next time. I got words and stories, but they will hold.
The only thing I was going to tell you is knee pads. I've decided if I was going to go back to a party, and I happen to know that the one party I like to go to, I don't need them for because they got some carpets and pillows, but I would bring my own set of knee pads.
Now, there can't be anything sexier than a woman running around naked with knee pads. Can there? Really?
I'm sorry. If I've got coconut oil and knee pads and I got a hair tie, you know what's coming.
I'm serious. Yeah, I'm like, could there be anything sexier?
I'd be remiss. I know we're near the end, and I'd be remiss if I didn't just throw a little bit of news out there. And rather than tell the whole story, I'm just going to drop it on you and whoever's listening, and bring the comments next time or email us. But please tell me I'm not the only one of the four of us that has scrolled Facebook and saw the 42-year-old mayor of a small town in Louisiana that was arrested for having sex with her son's 16-year-old friend during a pool party.
Oh, honey, I've not seen that. Honey. I'm not on Facebook enough.
mama mia. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't do that. No.
I don't think there's any amount of alcohol or drugs that would get me to do that. I don't care
No.
how hot the guy is.
Ew.
Well, this is how, yeah. Elle and I met a young couple for drinks this week. And we get there and they wanted to meet us. Okay. 22, 23. I'm going, oh, guess what Elle says? Do they have a grandma and grandpa fetish or what?
It used to be my rule that I would not do somebody that was younger than my son, and then a guy lied to me about it. And then I hear Barbie telling me rules are meant to be broken. And I gotta tell you, my rule has got to be now it's just age, 18. You gotta be above 18. And I don't even, I don't even, I don't, I just don't like training them that young.
That's the
Jeez, those
problem.
people are
Yeah, you
hard to
gotta train them.
train.
Yes.
No. And they talk. I just don't want you to even talk. No. We got nothing in common, so don't talk. Just
You
come
know
and
that
fuck
kid
and then
has
leave.
got to be telling all of his friends, I did this dude's mom.
Everybody. Everybody.
It was during
Everybody.
a pool party and the other kids caught him. So he didn't even have to tell. But
I'm
yeah,
sure he set it up so they would catch him.
and if you're scrolling Facebook and you see it, you'll know it. She's really good looking.
Wow.
You're just sad that you never got invited to such a party, right?
When you were 16.
Aren't we? Yeah.
I know. I think I better understand the 16-year-old's mindset, and the last thing on his mind is that I was being taken advantage of.
Exactly.
Not once did he ask her to stop.
Not even once. Oh,
If
okay.
anything, he's mad at his friends for
Ratting him out.
busting them, and they had to stop in the middle. I mean,
Oh, it was probably his fourth or fifth time.
I'm with Janet on this one. I mean, I have a hard stop of the U.S. legal age, and in light of news, I would require proof. But if you're of legal
I
age
am
with
not going to be fucking somebody and saying,
valid
who's your grandma? Who's your
identification,
grandma? Okay, because
oh
that's what it
my,
would be.
yeah,
Who's your
you can't,
grandma? That's what it would
yeah.
be.
I'm not gonna kink shame. I mean.
No, you're right. I'm not either. I'm not either. There's nothing, not that there's anything wrong with that. I know, I tell you, there's a lot of money to be made for women in their 60s and 70s if they want to become a cam model. I'm telling you. Big money. There's a lot of that fetish out there. So.
We can stop now. I'm covering my mouth because the next five comments would have got us shut down.
Oh, we don't want to get shut
All
down. On
right.
that note, we will task you once again, all you flies on the wall. Help us to rename this podcast so that when somebody sees it in their feed, you are not automatically busted. That's what we're looking for. Go to beyondmonogamypodcast.com. Give us your suggestions. And all I can say is we're going to keep coming back. We always welcome anybody who wants to send a story, talk to us in person, talk on here. That's fine. And until next time, I hope that you come again, and come again.
That's it for this episode of Beyond Monogamy. We hope you enjoyed our podcast, and we look forward to having you back again for the next episode of Beyond Monogamy.